Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, whatever time of the day it is. I hope that you're having a great day. It's your girl Katrina, single mom with depression, hashtag SMWD podcast, coming to you guys today with a brand new episode. You know, I gotta give you guys your flowers. I see that you truly missed me. Like, thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much for allowing me to be in your presence. Thank you so much for allowing me to share my energy, my experiences with you guys. Like, you guys make me feel like a true professional, you know? And my day ones, the people who have been with me all these years, I wish that I can hug you and love on you individually, but you truly know who you are, and thank you. Like, thank you from the bottom of my heart. You know, you never really know how much people are going through because a lot of us don't speak on it. And I use this platform to simply just share my feelings so that people won't be alone in their own feelings. Because sometimes we're our own worst enemy. You know, those thoughts creep in and they just go on and on and on. It could be never ending. So for you guys to just keep coming back and listening to me and finding a reason to come back, that's just something that I just can't express with words of how grateful I am. So thank you guys for joining me. Once again, I can never stop thanking my listeners. I don't know if y'all get tired of it or not, but get used to it because I've been doing this for a while now. And I always gotta give props where props are due. Because truly, you guys are the reason that I keep coming back. Just knowing that I'm helping someone, that someone can relate to what I'm going through, that, you know, someone doesn't feel alone in this world. That's the reason that I keep coming back. And it's because of you. So thank you. I love you. You're amazing. But let me jump into it. I've had a really eventful week this week, you guys. Like, my emotions have been up, down, turned around. It's been crazy. I did go see my therapist this week, which was really great. We caught up and she's just so proud of me. You know, all the growth that I've accomplished in these 2 years, year and a half. How long I've been seeing her? I think it's been a year and a half now. I've been seeing her about a year and a half, yeah. And she's just really proud of, you know, because she was there when I first started, when I was deep in my depression and just didn't know where to go, when I was crying multiple times a week. And she's seen me fight and get out of the headspace that I was in with no medication, you know, just my will to do better. So that was just a great session that we had. We went over our time, but you know, that's my dog. So. And it was just great. And also, you know, my middle son, Cam, he had a birthday, which was great. You know, he's growing up. He's such a gentleman. And I just love him so much. He has middle child syndrome, though. You know, those middle kids are a little annoying. But I love him all the same, and I'm just so proud of him, of the young man that he's becoming. And then, you guys, guess what I did? I went on a singles live show. And it's just so crazy because, you know, I do my podcast, but I'm nervous when I speak publicly or when I speak in front of people or when people are watching me. I get really nervous because they're watching me. It's different when I record my podcast because, like, I'm in my living room, I'm in my sleeping clothes, you know, I'm comfortable, no one's watching me, I could just stop and record and delete and, you know, just do it over and over again however many times I like. But this show was live, it was on YouTube, and it was a great opportunity. You know, I didn't know if I was going to get picked or not. I ended up getting picked. I did an interview with her. She helps people, you know, connect to other people to find love. And I'm going to have to update you guys on the details a little later, probably in the new year. I'm not even going to lie. It's probably going to be the new year before I really update you guys on that situation. But I just want to let you guys know what I did. And I just stepped out of my comfort zone 100%. And really, I feel like right now that it paid off. But, you know, it was a lot of negative comments on my appearance, what I was saying, and things of that nature. And, you know, I guess because I was in the moment, I really wasn't thinking about it. But I did read some of the comments, and a lot of them were negative, and they were coming from women, which shocked me, but didn't shock me at the same time, if you know what I mean. Because oftentimes, I'm going to just say it like this. Self-loathing can be the worst type of life to live. I've hated myself before. You know, I didn't like the person that I was, especially when I was depressed and just on autopilot and didn't really, you know, have any emotion behind the things that I was doing or saying. You know, I didn't like myself back then. But it's a lot of people out there who project themselves on other people. And those are the type of people that we have to protect ourselves from. Now, you guys know I was in an abusive relationship for some years. But, and it was, I mean, it was a hard thing to let go of. And I know that a lot of people don't understand the psychology behind women or men who stay in abusive relationships. But I just want to break just a little bit down, because I don't want to go too in depth with the conversation. But you get to a point where that's all you know. You know what I'm saying? Like, your self-worth is so low that you don't see a way out. Like, that's, you feel like that's how it's always gonna be. And then, even worse than that, you start feeling like you deserve it. And I think that's something that a lot of people don't talk about, because that is a true feeling. I felt so many times that I deserve to be in this situation. That I did not deserve goodness. That I did not deserve respect. And that was me having low self-worth. That was me hating myself. It had nothing to do with him, to be honest. Because at any point in time, I could have left. And I know that people say that, why did you stay? Why did you stay? Because I didn't value myself. Because I felt like I deserved to be in that position at that point in time. And I know, like, my family members, my friends, my associates, they saw what was going on. Sometimes they would comment on it, but a lot of times they would just let it be because they felt as though I wasn't going anywhere. And when I decided to leave my relationship, you know, and I was telling my friends, they was like, oh, you'll get back with them. Oh, you'll go back to him. Y'all will make up. He just gone for the moment. And I literally, verbally, had to tell people, stop saying that to me. Like, don't say that. Because I was really unhappy in that situation. I was really not myself in that situation. And I don't want to go back to that situation. Sometimes you have to tell the people around you the type of support that you need. Because not everyone is aware of what you're going through. Not everyone is aware of the struggle that we go through every single day. And it is a struggle. And sometimes we win and sometimes we lose. You know, like, I was losing for a long time. And one thing that I've learned is that my superpower is resiliency. I like to figure things out. I like to bounce back. If I make a mistake, I want to correct it. But I haven't always been that way. You know, sometimes the smallest things trigger me. And I revert back to how I used to think about myself. And seeing all those comments under my video were just, it just reminded me of how mean people can be. And it's just so funny because people don't even know me. They don't even know all the facts, but you have so much to say. But that's life. You know, we can't control what other people do. We only can control what we do and how we feel about ourselves. And I know that last week I told you guys, you know, never change how you feel about yourself. And it's hard to build up that armor, to be honest. You know, it's definitely not an instant thing. I love to see a confident person, a confident woman, a confident man, just someone who's confident within themselves, that they know that they don't have nothing to prove. And I'm to that point. And I'm thankful that I'm to that point. You know, I got a little emotional behind the comments, but at the end of the day, it doesn't change how I value myself. Yeah, I could have said a few things better in my interview, you know, but it was in the moment. I said what I said. It's over. You know, I can't take it back. But at the end of the day, my value doesn't lie with people. My value lies with Katrina. I put the price tag on me. I have to value myself in order for other people to respect it. You know, and that's just what it is. So I just want to, this was just really a spur of the moment type thing. I just want you guys to know that, you know, this fight that we're battling, you're not alone in it. And when I say you're not alone, I'm not saying that always you're not alone in a good way. You're not alone in a bad way as well, because a lot of people project their own feelings upon you, especially when they know that you're battling something yourself. You know, she's already upset. Let me go ahead and you know, put a little more burden on her. Let me just say this to kind of make myself feel better about me. Which, that's just not how it's supposed to be. All I do is put kindness out there and hope that I get some of that kindness back. You know, I don't go around intentionally hurting people or, you know, saying certain things to certain people. But a lot of people do. You know, it's a lot of hateful people out there. And we just got to protect ourselves from that. We're already sensitive. You know, we're already battling something. But the thing is, we're aware. It's a lot of people going through depression, anxiety, PTSD, relationship PTSD. They're in abusive relationships. They're in unhealthy situations and don't know how to get out. Or let alone don't even know they're in it. Don't even know what depression is. I didn't know what depression was. I just knew that something wasn't right with me. I live in the South. A lot of people say, oh, you just crazy. No, I'm not crazy. I'm just battling something. I just have to try a little harder than the average person. That's all that is. Ain't nothing crazy about me. But as I encourage you guys every time, don't give up on this fight. It's okay to feel defeated. It's okay to fail here and there. But I just want you to keep fighting. Keep getting up. Because you deserve that for yourself. Like, it's all about you. Forget what other people think, what other people say. Because at the end of the day, they have to be responsible for their actions. And karma goes through generations, you know. You could be living out some your grandma's karma right now. So be careful of how you treat people. But never forget to be kind to yourself. Because you truly deserve that. You deserve all the kindness in the world. You know, you battle things that people don't know about, and you hold your head high. Like, why shouldn't I be proud of you? I just really, it's getting towards the end of the year. I don't know if I'm going to make another episode this year, you guys. I really don't know. I might make one more, you know, to top off the 2022 and bring us into 2023. But this new year has unlimited opportunities. Look, I got a project for you guys. Make you a vision board for next year. I made myself a vision board for 2021/2022 because I made it like towards the end of 2021. And everything I accomplished on my vision board, and I think I told you guys that, everything that I put on my vision board, it came to fruition. Because I looked at that vision board, I put it somewhere where I had to see it every day. It's still hanging up until the end of the year. Make your vision board. Take some time. It doesn't take long. It doesn't take a lot of materials. All I did was got me a 99-cent poster from the Dollar Tree, some glue, 99-cent. And then I looked up some images, went and printed them off at Walmart, just a few dollars. And I put them on my vision board, painted it with the kids. We made a whole project about it. Easy. Take some time and just think of some goals or what you want to change in the new year. Forget making resolutions. I mean, let's really put forth some effort, you know? Because we can say we want to change all day long, but if you're not putting no action behind it, what's the point of that? But I know that you guys, my listeners, the people that's in my tribe, y'all gonna be about that action in 2023. So I'm ready, like, I'm really ready for next year. I'm ready for all the opportunities, all the possibilities. I'm ready for increase and growth. Like, we got this. Because what? Look how far we have come. Be proud of yourself. Love yourself. And value yourself. No matter what other people think. You set the price. You set the bar. You know? Thank you guys for joining me. I really love you all. Like, you know I do, because I say it too much to not mean it, you know? Like, what type of person would I be if I tell you guys this every time and not truly mean it? So you know I mean it, because that's why you guys keep coming back. I truly do love each and every one of you. You know, whatever you're going through, I'm always here. You know how to reach me. singlemomwithdepression1@gmail.com. As well as my Instagram is It's Your Girl Katrina. ITZYAGRLKATRINA. And I did post some stuff on my Instagram this week. You know, I posted some pictures of myself. But I'm going to try to get more active posting, you know, clips of my episodes. I'm trying, you guys. You know, 2023. Matter of fact, that's something that I'm going to put on my vision board. To just be more interactive. Just reach more people. Because ultimately, that's all that I want. I just want to reach as many people as possible. Because too many of us are out there thinking that we're going through this alone. And you're not. And if you have my personal Facebook page, feel free to reach out to me, you guys. I'm always here. I'm always here. And if you needed the Suicide Awareness Lifeline number, 1-800-273-8255. No one will know you called. They are always there 24/7. No judgment. And until next time, I'm going to see you guys at least one more time in 2022. So don't worry. I will be back. Peace.